Thank you for tuning into the Written to Sell weekly podcast. All we do here is showcase to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and one-man, one-woman operations ways to get buyers and customers in the door. Marketing strategies that don't break the bank and send you running after a job application because you just can't finance your business anymore. I'm your host, Yashiv Miller. I speak plainly and without a lot of jargon so you can actually understand what I'm talking about. So let's get started. Today's show is called Stand Out.
Yashiv Miller is a copywriter and marketing specialist whose primary focus is to generate leads and convert prospective customers into sales for his clients. WrittenToSell.net makes small businesses competitive with branding and marketing campaigns tailored to each individual business.
Too complicated or idealistic to prospects, or too broad that your target market may not even recognize that your services and products are perfect for them. Whether you're running a small company of less than 5 people or a larger company of more than 5,000 people, everybody needs to be on the same page, believe in the same message, and project that message when they're conducting business. We're talking internal here, getting the staff on board with why you provide the best service or produce the superior product and who you want to reel into your web of superiority. It's already hard enough to get a person on your payroll to truly believe in your company with the same intensity that you have. Honestly, they don't have to. They might just be there for the paycheck. And there's no reason that they can't understand what can keep those paychecks rolling in or even get them bigger checks. The more they feel a part of the business package, the more likely they will be to dedicate more of themselves to seeing your business succeed. Even if you don't have any employees and you operate a one-woman show, you still should know how you want to be perceived and what's at the core of every message you want to deliver to your target market. Knowing where you stand so that you can shout it from the rooftops. Writing out a positioning statement won't only help you narrow down your focus of your business, but it will help set you apart from your competition. It also help you to craft an elevator speech that you can just spew off at any moment. That way, you're always selling without selling. You're branding yourself and your business at the same time. The great positioning statements point out the target market customers, briefly identifies their problem, why your products and services have value, and why it's better than everybody else's in the same industry. No nonsense. Bare bones. This is the truth time. Taking the step to create a positioning statement before you go into mass production on your next great project can help you to add value to the product in the pre-production stage by pinpointing what features you may have left out, or help you realize that it was a dumb idea in the first place. There are too many of the same product on the market and none of them are selling, so that might be a reason not to go into production on that product, or can help you to produce a similar product or service to some that are already out there and upgrade them to make them uniquely your own. Direction and focus, that's what it's all about. Much easier to sell something when you know why it is superior, and people should be stepping over one another just to get their hands on the product. Direction and focus. Writing your positioning statement is the next thing you should add to your to-do list. Don't hire someone to do it. You're the person that needs to understand the focus of your business. This is about internal. House cleaning. Cleaning out all the gunk and all the extras and all the things that you've implemented to try to make yourself seem more professional. It doesn't matter. You need to position yourself. Find out and figure out what makes your business unique instead of jumping on the bandwagon and just following all kind of strategies that everybody else is doing. I can't tell you how many times I've been hired to work on a marketing assignment and the owner of the company has no real clue of who is in his target market or why what he offers differs from anyone else. It usually doesn't, to be honest. Small business owners and those one-man, one-woman operations spend tons and tons of time trying to get things going with their businesses. They don't focus on the basics. If customers aren't beating our doors down, then our first instinct is to flee, get out of the business, or throw money at advertisers. And before you hire anyone to do anything or jump ship, try refocusing. You're talking about something that's so basic that it impacts your sales presentations, all your marketing material, all your advertising outlets, your website homepage, finding customers, and customers finding you. Here's a scenario. A customer lands on your homepage. And these days, we all have that 5-second attention span. This customer's no different. In 5 seconds, he can't really pinpoint what your site is about. All that really means is that he doesn't see right off that your services and products are meant for someone like him. 5 seconds are up. He moves on. Brand building happens when you consistently use the same core message. That message blossoms from your unique positioning statement. As it stands, most small business owners fall short of defining their target customer. Too many that I've come in contact with are trying to sell to any and everybody because they have in their minds the next big thing. Nothing is the next big thing without a crowd of supporters. And the supporters have to come from the core market. They tell their friends, their colleagues, their moms and dads, enemies, whatever, and they pass it on to their friends. And that's how the next thing is born. It keeps being passed on. People understand your position in the market, feel the benefit if they don't need your services or your products. If they know someone who does, they'll refer them. Several thousand years ago, when I first started freelancing as a writer, I must have been doing a good job because I had clients who referred me to other people all the time. I was all excited about the referrals until I realized that I was getting requests for crap I really didn't want to do. And that was because I hadn't defined my own position and my clients didn't understand my position. They just knew I wrote stuff and they knew people who needed stuff written. The other problem is trying to portray more than one core benefit. If you were to read your positioning statement to someone and it had multiple benefits that you provided your customers, I promise you, after you finish reading those two sentences, they're going to say, so what is it that you do? The other issues I've seen is the business owner not knowing the difference between a benefit and a feature. Buttons, icons, smart gadgets, all that stuff on cell phones, and stuff that are parts of the product are features. What those features can do to make the user's life easier are the benefits. Like me and a cell phone. I believe my cell phones can transform into a spaceship and fly me to the moon, or whatever they can do. It can do a whole bunch of stuff. But all I need to do is to connect the call for the person on the opposite end of the line to be able to hear me clearly without me having to yell, and for the battery to last forever because I always forget to charge it. Music features, cameras, alarm clocks, internet search, playing music. What is all that for? Since I don't see how that benefits me on a phone, I'll settle for the $100 one instead of a $500 phone. The problem's almost solved. All you need is a line or two and a few hours to really, truly think this over. You want to create a clear, unique position statement that can stand on its own merits. The basic task of stating your position and your reason for being in the marketplace may substantially increase your business and prospects, but you have to have a better understanding of where you stand in the market, what gaps and potholes you fill in the market, the better you sound to potential customers. As much as everyone hates selling, your selling points sell themselves most of the time. Your position statement is more about how you wish your company to be perceived. You need to hone in on who your target audience really is. Who did your business appeal to the most? What subcategory in the industry marketplace do you compete with? What is the most compelling and motivating benefit that you can provide with your services and products? And why should the consumer believe you? This method will get the right information into your marketing material, get the right people running to your website, get you to start using the right frame of mind, will help to generate more focused ideas for growth, get your employees on board, and it's easier for people to spread the word when they are clear on what you do. After you've written your position statement, you can test it out at a networking event, receptions, dinners, on elevators, or anywhere else someone will listen. Watch the difference in reactions after you've written your statement to remembering back before you cleared everything up in your head and made it more simplified. Your statement should read something like this: your product, company, or your name is one of, and then you're going to insert what subcategory you represent or it represents in the industry that provides, then insert the target audience with, then you insert the benefit, the supreme benefit that you're providing, because, and then you're going to insert the reason they should believe you can deliver the benefit. If you go to writtentosell.net, you can download the report for this podcast, and you can actually see how your statement should be written and where you would just insert the information that you want to put across. And let's put our money where our mouth is. When you're writing your positioning statement, shoot for only one sentence or two lines, one sentence, and narrow it down as far as you can. You want to tell who you are, or give the name of the business, then tell what you do, then close off the sentence by telling what makes you different and how you bring great value to the customer. Take a stab at it right now and write out a quick draft. Put it aside somewhere you won't look at it for a while. Take a few hours or a weekend or week to really truly brainstorm. Send out waves into the atmosphere and hope that the right thoughts come back to you. Then you want to think about and write down who your company wants to serve. Which segment of the world does your target market represent? Write down what these people need. Then you want to make a list of your competitors. And how does your competitor meet the needs of your target market? And once you've considered how your competitors are meeting the needs of the target market, write down and explain what makes your business different, how you still meet the needs and provide a better service or a more focused service to the target audience. Now, if you've taken some time away from the original draft of your positioning statement, now rewrite your positioning statement with all the things that you've jotted down: the competitors, what your competitors offer, what makes you different from your competitors. With all that in mind, rewrite your positioning statement. Set it aside again and give it some time to breathe. Then go back to it in a day or so and ask yourself, read it and ask yourself, would it motivate you if you were in the core market? Does it set itself apart from the competition, or does it try to mirror the competition? Can you see a brand building around this statement? Is it clear cut and to the point? Do you see possible spin-off products and services and the ability to grow? Do you see yourself having the opportunity to turn down business because it doesn't fit within your specific goal? If you answer no to any of those questions, redo it until you can say yes to all of them. Then start putting it into action. As your company grows, you'll update this positioning statement. When others see your growth, they'll mimic your products and services and try to compete with you by copying your business model. That's just going to happen. This is a form of flattery. It happens when companies are successful, others try to copy what they're doing. That may or may not impact your business, but as long as your business continues to evolve and you continue to update your positioning statement, your position in the marketplace, once well defined, should be etched in stone.
Yashiv Miller is a copywriter and marketing specialist whose primary focus is to generate leads and convert prospective customers into sales for his clients. WrittenToSell.net makes small businesses competitive with branding and marketing campaigns tailored to each individual business.